as much as I tend to prefer using the word samadhi over the word concentration, because concentration is just a little too serious for me. Sometimes samadhi comes with associations of the great bliss and something to attain and something not here. But samadhi is really the unification of mind, and it's just being here fully, and sustaining that for a little bit. So it's a little taste of samadhi when we're here for even a little bit. A primary quality of samadhi is equanimity, which is a balanced mind that isn't caught by our experience. A balanced mind that doesn't need anything to be different. The Pali word for equanimity is upekkha. Not that you need to know that, but it means to look over or have an overview, kind of seeing a bigger picture. They say that when we review our lives, when we die, you know, we remember everything that ever happened to us. But I have a strong suspicion that, you know, when we look back at our lives from the bigger picture, we likely wouldn't remember the many times we lost our equanimity due to things like the important thing, like being out of coffee or the air conditioning not working, or maybe even the store being out of toilet paper. I don't think we'd remember that at the moment of our death. Another aspect of equanimity is to stand in the middle of things, to not lose our balance. Like a tree with deep roots that's not easily blown about by strong winds. Just being balanced. And one moment of mindfulness, of just being here, is a moment where we come to balance. With the deep roots of mindfulness, we can be in the middle of our experience, just allowing the winds of our emotions, of our thoughts, of our sensations come and go. So as you sit here now, eyes closed, take a few deep breaths. And with each exhale, maybe calm and relax any physical sensations, just settling into the earth. Nothing has to happen. You can allow your attention to gently meander throughout the body, relaxing or softening anything that could be relaxed. Connecting intimately with the body sensations. Right here, in the middle of things. You might notice the movement of breathing. You can allow your attention to connect with a felt sense of the breath. However you experience it, it doesn't have to be any particular way. Just allow your attention to rest. The breath may be rising and falling, or in or out. You can stay close to the sensations of breathing, intimate, affectionate, caressing the breath. Allowing the breath to remain in the foreground with your peripheral awareness. You can be aware of the spaciousness that's all around. And in this space, there can be an awareness of the arising and disappearing of any thoughts, emotions, or sensations as they come and go. And connecting with the sensations of breathing, the movement of the breath in the middle of a vast open field of awareness. If any agitation arises, no need to be disturbed by it. Awareness has room for it. It's just a ripple in a vast field of awareness. Awareness has room for everything. Any wanting or not wanting, allow it to come and go. Just waves in the vast ocean of awareness. There's nothing to do. Nothing is needed. Resting in the middle of things. So all the wholesome states, including these wonderful five faculties, they're all conditioned states. They're not states that we make happen, but states that arise naturally from the conditions we can establish. And primarily when we're interested, we bring a really clear interest to whatever it is that we're doing, and we drop a resistance, these wholesome states naturally arise. We drop any of the stories that aren't helpful. And when we do that, that's equanimity. That's being balanced. That's not going one way or the other. When something challenges our peace, which probably happens periodically during a retreat, there is a feeling of being thrown off balance. Maybe we can ask ourselves at those times, how can I be equanimous with this? How can I be with this without reactivity? How can I meet this with a peaceful heart? And when we do that, even though there's turbulence, agitation, we come back to the center of our being. We're interested in our agitation. We're interested in whatever arises, and we allow it to be just the way it is. We allow it to come and go here in this body, right here, rooted in awareness. Awareness has room for everything. The one thing that really struck me when I was really contemplating, what samadhi is, the deeper state of samadhi, of a unified mind, is that it includes every single part of us. Nothing is left out. Nothing. No quirky little bit is left out. No little thing we wish we didn't have is left out. Everything is included. And that's part of the process of getting to know ourselves and letting go of any ideas of how we're supposed to be, including any states we're supposed to reach. That's equanimity. And equanimity is a primary quality of samadhi. Nothing has to be different. And we can nurture that as we continue practicing here. So thank you. And I have one announcement. And this afternoon, like yesterday, Mario Lane will be doing a few practice discussions. And so the sign-ups are on the door. And please, today is Friday. Took me a second. And please check the schedule and see if you have a practice discussion. Gil and I will be doing them this morning. And check the time. And if it's from my room, for those who are meeting with me on the treehouse deck, if it's cold or rainy or we can go inside, we'll have to stay masked, but we can go right inside. So just come up to the deck and you'll see the door. So, and Gil has a covered area, so he'll let you know if anything has to change. So thank you, everyone.